This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
By the way, Nike has chimed in on the Diana Taurasi. Their ad, they put out she's a Nike athlete, has been forever, face of women's basketball. Nike celebrates Diana Taurasi, one of basketball's all-time greats. So,
why didn't they take a stand that she's the greatest?
Probably because there's other Nike athletes that might get a little pissy about that. Look, every time LeBron or Jordan comes up, someone gets a B in their crotch about it, and then they got to yell Kareem or someone else. So maybe can we just once just say that, like, Diana Taurasi is great, and Cynthia, who was the other one? They're all great. They're great.
Who was number two on that list? I don't remember.
Sue Bird or...
No, she was 11th.
They're all great.
Let's go back and look. Here it is right here.
It's all arbitrary anyways.
The text line pointing out a great comp for Angel Reese, though, is Ben Wallace, and that's right.
Oh, Ben Wallace. Well, he was pretty good.
But he had no offensive game except for dunking the ball.
He had a better offensive game than... I'm telling you, Angel Reese can't play basketball other than defense and grabbing her own rebounds.
I don't think Ben Wallace could shoot unless he was physically putting the ball over the rim with his hand.
Tamika Catchings. Number two.
Yeah, so let's not get into this whole, you know, who's the best. She's one. Nike said it the best.
Kaitlyn Clark is
celebrating one of basketball's greats.
Well, that's great. Okay, so Nike, well, it's actually not Nike, but it's Jumpman.
Yeah, which is Nike.
It is, but it's a different brand.
Yeah, Luka is a Jordan athlete.
Yeah, and they put out an ad today. I actually really liked it.
It was pretty funny.
It's not Luka. It's just a guy dressed as Luka to make you think that it's Luka.
Yeah, you just see him in some sweats from behind.
Yes, he's tight little basketball butt.
Yeah,
which Suk loves. And
I would have preferred some joggers. That's a little loose for my taste. I don't really get a great lift there. I think we could have done some tighter pants, but you know.
So he comes out to his whatever. What is that thing?
It's like a Lamborghini. It's like some sort of Lamborghini Ferrari thing, and it's Laker colored.
Yeah,
it's purple
Laker
and
colored.
Yellow.
And the song that's playing is All My Exes Live in Texas.
And the license plate is Texas 77.
And he just bends down, unscrews the license plate, puts on the LA one, the purple and yellow one with 77, and then drives off. And it says, full tank, no mercy, which is great.
I hope.
What a great ad.
Oh, I hope he goes in there and just scores 70 against it. Run it up.
Do you think that's a little bit of a shot at Nico, too? Because wasn't Nico a former Nike guy?
Yes.
Was he the ex?
This is 100% an FU to him.
Well, he notoriously was the one who botched the Curry presentation.
That's right. He put on there.
Well, for there were two things. One, he called him Stefan instead of Stefan. Yeah. And then also they included a slide from a Durant.
I guess the presentation was the exact same presentation they gave Durant. They just repurposed it and butchered his name.
Well, he forgot to change the name.
And he forgot to take out one of the specific Kevin Durant
for
slides.
Durant. Yeah, there was a Durant slide in there.
they're like, whoops.
Attention to detail, Nico.
So now Luka's going back there and you know, by all accounts.
Like well, this, no, this is in L.A.
This is I thought it was back in Dallas.
This one's in L.A.
Okay.
But Still, it's Luka's chance to exact revenge.
Run it up.
Against Dallas. Now, his over-under points, at least the one that I saw, was 32.5.
Mm.
That is awfully high.
That is very high.
And he has not been scoring at that clip since he got here.
No, and he's got the, you know, he's dealing with the calf thing. And
calf
and who
injury
knows
how
much of this is going to be an FU. Although, well, have you seen his debut in LA versus now? Dude's dropped like 15.
Yes. Over the All-Star break, he had to have shed at least 10 pounds.
He looks like a different
person. Well, yeah, they said he's really motivated by the leaks that he's fat, lazy, drunk. And he's pissed about it. Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's real?
That's real.
Go look at the side-by-side of Luka when is that his first game with the Lakers?
That's his first game with the Lakers.
And that's him today?
That's him today at practice.
It looks like 15, 20 maybe?
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Dallas is F.
And some people are saying, in defense of Nico, this is why
they traded him.
Because you got this version of him, and now when he's pissed off, you get this version of him. And they tried desperately to, like, dude, can you just be skinny?
Well, I tell you, I never really thought of him as super. Like, I never really thought of him as fat.
Yeah.
But that first photo,
it's alarming,
that you just showed me, he is kind of fat.
He's fat. Yeah. Well, like,
and I know he wasn't like in the best shape.
No.
And maybe a little pudgy. You could tell that's the booze.
That's fat.
He's pretty fat in that first one. Well, I didn't.
And there's like the other one that comes across. I guess they're saying Zion is as thin as he's been since coming into the NBA.
Yeah, he's under 265 for the first time since getting in the league.
And when you see him, you're like, because you just get used to him looking a certain way. But when you do the side by side, you're like, oh my, you don't like 15 pounds is a lot of weight on an athlete like that. And, you know, it's just, it's amazing that you can't get those guys to just.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Commit to that.
Do it on their own?
Yeah, right? So I guess you're now getting the pissed-off Luka version, but the question is, how long does pissed-off Luka last, as opposed to, I really like drinking Guinness and eating ho-hos, you know?
Well, you really only need it to last.
It's going to last as long as LeBron is up his ass about it. And then LeBron's going to move on, and then Luke will do his own thing.
The best thing that ever happened to him is probably going there. I was watching the Courts of Gold thing. There was nothing else on, so I was like, I fast-forwarded past some of it.
Yeah, it's probably a little longer than it needs to be.
It's a little longer than it needs to be. But one of the things, and that's, by the way, the Netflix documentary about the Olympic team. And it's funny because I like that they don't just focus on LeBron, because I just... I get it. He's great.
Spoiler, he did not make himself available for an interview for this.
Oh, okay.
It may be because he wants his, to do his own Last Dance thing or his own production company, but he's not in it at all.
But one of the things they say in there multiple times, and Steve Kerr says it about three times, he pulls like Anthony Edwards aside at one point. And he's like, and he's trying to tell Anthony Edwards, hey, I've watched you be great. You can be so much better. And he goes, I've never seen this, but he goes, look at LeBron. And Steve Kerr goes, I've never seen someone practice like that. And like, and you can see it like in these, the Olympic practices, dude, LeBron is going 1,000 miles an hour at 39 years old. And the best thing that could ever happen to Luka is if he gets to hang around that guy for 2 years.
And just sponge some of it off.
And LeBron gets in his ear and just convinces him, hey, man, here's my nutritionist. Here's my HGH guy.
This is the blueprint.
Here's where you go in Europe to get all the good stuff. And this is what you do. You spend the money and you will go down as one of the 10 greatest basketball players of all time.
See, I don't think you could change Luka. I think that's a pipe dream, but I do think you could get him to maybe view things a little bit more like Shaq.
Yeah.
I think he's already gotten to the finals once. Yeah. Now, if he gets to LA and gets to the finals and loses again, or continues to be disappointed, I think at some point, by a certain age, he's going to want to win a title, and he's going to know how important that is to his legacy, right? Yeah. And I think he pulls a Shaq, where, that's what I was about to say, is like, you really only need this Luka, the motivated Luka,
four months
out of the year?
Yeah.
Tops.
Yeah. After, like, after the All-Star break.
Shaq used to wait for surgeries until the start of the season. He'd come back in January, ramp it up February, March, and by playoff time, he was a stud. That's all you need from Luka.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I wonder if Luka realizes that there's an opportunity right now that if he, like you said, he's lost 15 pounds at least since being there. And, you know, LA's got a little something cooking. They drilled Denver the other night. I mean, drilled them. And LeBron's still playing at a high level. And, you know, I wonder if he looks at this and says, hey, if I get my S in gear, maybe this is, you want to know what would be the ultimate FU to the Mavericks? Because that's what they're saying, is that a fire, they keep saying a fire has been lit inside of him. And he's really pissed off about how it went down in Dallas. There would be no greater FU than winning an NBA title the same year that Dallas said that you were fat, unmotivated, and left. Because your best opportunity might be this version of LeBron.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
May never get a more motivated Luka Doncic than right now.
Yeah, and tonight. And you still have a healthy LeBron.
Because he's so pissed off.
Yeah.
And pissed off Luka, haven't we seen pissed off Luka before?
It's like, look,
haven't there been a couple games where people have been up his ass about something?
Yes.
Yes. He finds another level. He's one of those that gets spiteful and starts going off on people. Yeah.
I forget what it was.
When he is motivated, he's probably, I mean, Jokic is, he's probably the second best player in the league when you get an angry Luka. And you're going to get angry Luka.
You going over tonight? 32.5?
That is a lot.
He might have 60.
and you wonder, too, like, if they just drill Dallas, you wonder if they, you know, how much he plays.
Dallas is going to have, you know, they're not going to want to let him drop 80 on
No, their mission is going to be able to shut his ass down.
They're like, nah, we're going to have to prove to you. You know, so you'll probably get a motivated Dallas,
that
too.
That's a huge over-under.
That's a lot. The spread is only 9.
Look, I'm just saying, if you give me any over-under and it's in the 30s, I'm taking the under.
I'm inclined to say
under. What do you
think
the public side is on this, too?
Yeah,
everyone's going over. We should all take the under and take it to the bank.
And if he drops 40 and I lose it, he throws a double nickel at you, then fine. You get me. You get me.
Well, I have a couple other bets. We'll take a break and come back and I'll tell you the odds on a couple of the other bets for him, too. So we'll do that coming up next. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.